It transcends our understanding. This is extravagant love poured into you until you are filled to the overflowing with the fullness of God. And tell me who can mess with that. Now, who can mess with you? I'm going to ask you a question. Who can mess with you when you feel like that and walking in that kind of power? You're not threatened by anybody. I don't care if they got 4 billion or one cent. You're not threatened by that. That don't mean nothing. Because you're filled with the God that owned the universe and all the galaxy. So his little 4 billion don't mean nothing in the sight of God. You understand? We're not minimizing 4 billion, but I'm just talking about when it measures up to God. We're not threatened by that kind of stuff. What we're moved by, what God has said. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Still reading the Passion. And this is what Paul said, 3:9, Ephesians 3:9. He said, my passion, oh my, this wouldn't happen. My passion, I may not seem like it to you, but it's on the inside of me. My passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. It was hidden for ages past until now. And now it's gotten to us. And kept the secret in the heart of God, the creator of all. But watch what happened. This is what I was driving to, and I think we can get there. I'm going to do this because y'all helped me late anyway. Y'all were praising God, so I'm going to have my time tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Colossians 1:15. Go ahead and put, no, that ain't what I want. I want what I want. What I want, what I want. Yeah. Oh, you hear what I want. I'll get back to Colossians. I read that earlier. I want Colossians 1:26-27. That's what I want. That's what we're gonna close on. Look. Notice my passion, going back to Ephesians 3:9. So my passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. Every person to what? This divine mystery. It was hidden for ages past until now and kept the secret in the heart of God, the creator of all. But look at verse 26. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise. A what? Secret surprise that have been concealed from the world. You know, when I read that, for generation, but now it has been revealed. See, it was concealed, but on the old covenant, all this was concealed. They didn't have a clue. They didn't have a clue about these things. But now, in this generation, in this dispensation, it is revealed. It was concealed but from the world for a generation. But now it has been revealed, unfolded, and what else? See, it just wasn't unfolded, but it was manifest. What is manifest? Made known, brought to the light. You didn't know it, but here it is. You didn't see it yesterday, but there it is.
Amen.
For who? You got to hear this. See, because sometimes we eliminate ourselves by different things. But when you join God, you become everything he is. You may not know it all, but you have become that. That's why we're in this world, so we can learn that and walk in the light of it. It's unfold and manifest for every holy believer to experience. Did you hear that? Not some of, because that's what people do. Well, that's for them. No, no, it's for every one of us to experience. Every one of us should experience this extravagant love, this manifest power, this greatness that God has, who he is, now revealed. Every one of us should experience that I have become like my Father God. Hallelujah. Give me the next verse, and then we'll close. Look, experience. Look what happens. See, you're born again. Look what happens. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. See, you're not trying to get it. It's living in you. This glory is in you. Say it's in me. Right now. For you to experience. How are you going to experience? With your praise, your worship, with your healing, obedient. Follow him, laying aside all this other stuff that's been frustrating your life, distracting you and keeping you away, that had brought you no value, no profit from it. Why are you going to keep wasting your time with it? Hallelujah. Living within you. All within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly what? You read that. A heavenly what? Treasure chest. A hope filled with the riches of the glory for his people. There's no sad story about God's people. No, there's no sad, sob story. No. With the riches of the glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know it. And you say, thank you, Lord. I heard it tonight, and I know it now. It's mine. I ran out of time. But Matthew said you need to chase after it. I just ran out of time, that's all. But we'll get next time because that's why we have sessions like this. All I don't get this time, I can pick up the next time and come right back again. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Sharon. Come on, Ursula. Hallelujah. Again, apologize for the heat, for the cool air, but you're going to appreciate the heat. In summertime, we want cool air. We got it now. Someone said it's a little bit too cool for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Do like I do. Put your hand in your pocket. Hallelujah. God is so good.